The band now struck up another melody, and by the time it was ended, the dinner was over and speeches began to be made. The evening being calm and the windows still open, these orations could be distinctly heard. Henchard's voice arose above the rest. He was telling a story of his hay-dealing experiences, in which he had outwitted a sharper who had been bent upon outwitting him.
"Ah-ha-ha!"
responded his audience at the upshot of the story, and hilarity was general, till a new voice arose with,
"This is all very well, but how about the bad bread?"
It came from the lower end of the table, where there sat a group of minor tradesmen who, although part of the company, appeared to be a little below the social level of the others, and who seemed to nourish a certain independence of opinion and carry on discussions not quite in harmony with those at the head. Just as the west end of a church is sometimes persistently found to sing out of time and tune with the leading spirits in the chancel. This interruption about the bad bread afforded infinite satisfaction to the loungers outside, several of whom were in the mood which finds its pleasure in others' discomfiture, and hence they echoed pretty freely,
"Hey, how about the bad bread, Mr. Mayor?"
Moreover, feeling none of the restraints of those who shared the feast, they could afford to add,
"You rather ought to tell the story of that, sir."
The interruption was sufficient to compel the mayor to notice it.
"Well, I admit that the wheat turned out badly," he said, "but I was taken in buying it, as much as the bakers who bought it of me.
And the poor folk who had to eat it, whether or no,"
said the inharmonious man outside the window. Henchard's face darkened. There was temper.